You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The segment is brought to you by Omnia, your agriculture partner for more than 70 years. We are once again taking a look at the world of farming and understanding some of the sustainable farming solutions that are being put out there into the market. I'm joined on the line by the marketing director for Omnia Fertilizer South Africa, Louis Stradom, to take a look at what it is that Omnia Holdings brings to the table. Louis, lovely to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. There's a term called biostimulants out there that farmers have been talking about and ranting about. Can you tell us what that is and why farmers are so interested in it and how it makes their lives easier?
Jimmy, good evening, and thank you for the opportunity. Biostimulants is a fascinating world that has opened up for us. Now, if you look at the definition of biostimulants, it's actually a natural substance or microbe that you can apply to plants, soil, or seeds. And it's not necessarily nutritional, but it enhances plant growth. It improves what we call nutrient use efficiency, which speaks to, you know, doing more with less. And it also improves the resilience of plants to stresses like heat stress, water stress, or even cold stress. So biostimulants is a substance that you apply which actually enhances plant growth, nutrient use, and the general health of the plant. And I think it's a world that we are digging into, which can make big differences in the growth of crop growing in future.
Louis, the last time you and I spoke, we caught up about the concept of nutriology, which is, as you mentioned in our previous conversation, something you've actually coined as the Omnia business. How do biostimulants fit into that nutriology model? And is it beneficial for farmers to be considering these?
Yeah. So the nutriology model has got two goals, Jimmy, at the end of the day. First of all is to increase our nutrient use efficiency. In other words, to grow a bigger crop with less nutrients and use it more efficiently. And the second leg is then to increase our water use efficiency. And the term that I like to use is crop per drop. In other words, increase the crop that we grow per drop. Now, one of the pillars or a few of the pillars of the nutriology model is obviously our products, and biostimulants will fall under one of the products. But I think in addition to that is our R&D, which is a pillar, and also our services. And included in the services is our agronomic advice, our analytical services through our laboratories. And with that combined, under the nutriology model, we bring a solution to farmers, not necessarily a product, but a solution that will eventually increase the return on his investment that he has made into growing his crop.
And farmers are desperately looking for that return on investment because the global supply chains have been on the receiving end of some tough times of late. Louis, I want to get your thoughts around what Omnia is doing from a reliability perspective to ensure that farmers continue to be able to access the right inputs that they need for their products. I mean, you touched on the fact that sustainability is important from a farming perspective, and consistency, I imagine, also forms part of that. How is Omnia helping farmers remain consistent and reliable in their produce?
Yeah. If we hone then down, you know, from a supply chain perspective, let's talk about fertilizer product as such. I think the listeners is aware that we import about 80% of all nutrients that's applied through fertilizer. It's imported into our country. So, I mean, everybody knows about the havoc that's there been in supply chains around the world. And we work very hard with our very agile supply chain department to ensure that we overcome all these challenges. I think us being for 73 years in the market, we are well known globally as a very prominent supplier of nutrients, not necessarily in South Africa, but in the SADC region. But we know the business to a large extent, and I always say we've got a gut feel about the business. And then obviously with our demand planning and with what we see happening in the world, we take positions on product to ensure that we have the product in stock to cater for early rains, late rains, higher demand, lower demand. And because, Jimmy, we've got big production facilities locally, we have the agility to adapt to changing. You know, what we saw in the past 2 years, farmers changed from maize to soya, which is a complete change in the product that they need. And because we produce ourselves in country and locally, we can adapt to those changes. Supply chain and the availability of product is one of the core principles that we work very hard, not to disappoint our customers.
Louis, something else that you and I spoke about in our last conversation was around data. And you said that that was one of the things that excited you and the Omnia Group the most around being able to use artificial intelligence to provide reliable data to the farming communities and to the farming clients that you serve. Can we look at that in a bit more detail and just what that means for the farming ecosystem, but also what it allows farmers to be able to achieve?
Yeah, data, I think from my previous interview, you know, you can see the passion that I have for data and artificial intelligence and the possibilities that that brings back to the farm. Let me give you one example. You know, not too long ago, we had satellites and we've got images, which is 1 hectare resolutions, and it comes across every 14 days. Today, we sit with satellites which can have sub-square meter resolution, and the availability of the images is daily. Now, the amount of data that we generate with our computing capability just increases the possibilities with what we can do with these images. You know, as I said, is that, yes, you know, urea and ammonia and nitrogen is a very core raw material. But I think in coming back to the nutriology model, using our agronomists and enabling them with the technology like satellite images supported by artificial intelligence, we can go back to our farmers and use this data to give them advice, not to rectify a problem, but to preempt a problem. And if we can do that, you know, then we bring real value back to the farm gate.
Bringing real value back to the farm and to farmers, that is what Omnia Holdings intends to do. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thank you so much to the marketing director of Omnia Fertilizer South Africa, Louis Stradom, for joining us to take a look at their innovations in the farming space and what it means for farmers. The segment was brought to you by Omnia. Your harvest, our greatest achievement.
On the farm, every season brings challenges. Will the rain come? Will the soil deliver enough? But I'm not facing those challenges alone. With Omnia by my side, I receive more than fertilizer. I have access to science, innovative solutions, and people who care about my success.
At Omnia, your best harvest is our greatest achievement. Together we grow more than crops, we grow futures. Contact Omnia today and start growing your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.